Who's ready for some home run props? Who's ready for some values? Who's ready for some pick parlays after a few days off? Tony Cotillo right here, Fantasy Firebox, back for a huge 10-game Friday night slate. And we're going to start right off with a value pitcher, Yariel Rodriguez. Why do I like him, you ask? Strictly on K potential, as always. He has 6 strikeouts and only 68 pitches in his first start. He faces San Diego. Very scrappy offense, but plenty of power chasers too, which means they like to chase pitches. So if he can last, say, 2 more innings up to 5, he has that 8 to 10 strikeout potential in this game. Now let's swing over to the offense. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off. One of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. Now, this one is a mystery to me. This could potentially be the DFS steal of the night. Cedric Mullins at $3,800. Now, I know he came in this year. Numbers were all based on a down 2023, but he's already reestablished his confidence in his owners. He has a little bit of a salary drop, and he has 63 points in 4 games. He's already showed he is Cedric Mullins. Why is he $3,800? You have to pounce on him right there. And then one of the unsung heroes for me for the San Diego Padres is Hyesung Kim at $4,100. One of the main reasons why I like him is he is surrounded by a ton of offense, a ton of scrappy players. And Kim just doesn't strike out. He only has 4 strikeouts in 19 games. And here's the great thing about him. Not only is he not striking out, but he's seeing the ball so well. He has 7 walks his last 4 games. He gets on base, he makes things happen, and he's in a really good offense. The same thing could be said for this next guy in Orlando Arcia at $4,000 for the Atlanta Braves. Dude just hits the ball. He just hits the baseball. Last 2 games, 4 hits, 1 double, 1 home run, 4 RBIs, 33 DK points. Again, another guy in the heart of a fantastic, powerful lineup that literally just has to bunt a ball to make something happen. Now let's shift to the FFVPs. And I'm telling you now, I don't care he only got 4 points. Remember, positive point production. As long as you don't get a 0, okay, and you get a respectable number, you're going to hit on these guys because they're so low valued and they're low owned. Mason Wynn still stays at $2,600 while all he does is make things happen for St. Louis Cardinals. He will be a forever FFVP this year until he proves me wrong. And then we go with 2 Mets. 2 very interesting Mets to me. Number one is DJ Stewart, $2,700. 4 hits in his last 4. Also has 5 RBIs, 44 DK points. Listen, you know, he's really starting to find a groove. And he's been consistent. That's the thing. When you get these PPP guys, you want them to be consistent. That's why they're value plays. That's why they're FFVPs, because they give you positive point production. And speaking of that, how about a guy who's heating up? Falling under the radar a little bit because he started off so slow, and that's Harrison Bader. $2,800, 385 in his last 7, and just hit his first home run. Guys, you know how I feel about this. When a guy starts to heat up and he just finds his power stroke, this could be a sneaky home run prop too. He's not one of my guys, but if you want to get a little crazy, check out the Harrison Bader home run prop as well. But speaking of home runs, let's get to the cream of the crop. Now, it's been two days with no home runs. That's okay. We started off so hot, right? We're already in double digits. It's never going to continue. It's got to flip the script a little bit, but now we're going to flip the script back tonight. And we're going to start off with my man Josh Naylor going up against Joe Boyle. Here's the thing about Joe Boyle. 0 home run theory. He hasn't given up a home run yet, but he has some very inconsistent control. And his last outing, 87 pitches in 5 innings. He's all over, okay? And Josh Naylor has been a stud. And here's why. Talk about cutting down strikeouts. He's only 8 strikeouts this year in over 60-plus at-bats. And no 0-point DK games. Positive point production all day. He's batting 323. I am tying myself to Josh Naylor tonight. And then we're going to go to another guy in New York, but for the Yankees, in Giancarlo Stanton against Tyler Alexander. I will forever attack the long relief guys or the spot start guys against a powerful lineup who have very limited pitches. And if you look at Alexander on the road, his ERA is double along with his whip. And guess what? Mr. Stanton loves hitting at home to the tune of 826 versus 389 slugging percentage. Now let's go with a guy who I personally watched last week, and that's Michael Toglia from the Colorado Rockies. Not many times we're going to talk about Colorado Rockies going up against Emerson Hancock. Here's the thing about Emerson. He's been brutal so far with bad command on his fastball specifically. 19 hits, 13 runs, 4 home runs, and 14 innings. Now, I watched Michael Toglia here in Philadelphia, and I watched him go yard for his first home run. And I said to myself, this is every bit of Adam Dunn all over again. He is total home run or bust. He's either going to strike out 3 times or he's going to hit a home run. But he's got a nice, sweet swing. And if he hits it right on that fastball, it's going to go out. And I could see that at home tonight in Colorado. Now, let's get a couple parlays here. Now, we haven't had any luck hitting them. We're coming close. But here's the thing. Watch the single bets. I tell everybody all this time, watch the single bets. Whatever you're betting, try to get creative and bet some single bets to get the money back that you're putting in for the parlay. So at least you come out even in the wash. So let's go with a straight strikeout parlay. Now, normally, I wouldn't do this. But he's been over this number the last 2 times. And that's Dakota Hudson. I'm getting him at over 3.5 Ks. Mr. Flaherty, Jack Flaherty, was great with 8 Ks last time. I'm going to go over 6.5 Ks tonight. And then I'm going with Michael Waldron over 3.5 Ks, as well as Mr. Yamamoto over 5.5. So that's Hudson at over 3.5, Flaherty over 6.5, Waldron over 3.5, and Yamamoto over 5.5. That, my friends, is a very good play. Then we're going to go to the bats. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. We're going to do a little something different. Instead of hits, we're going to go all HRR. That's hits, RBIs, run scored. And I love this because as they can go 0-3 but have a run scored and still give you the hit. So this parlay is going to start with 5 legs. We're going to go Harrison Bader, who I told you who I loved up there, over 0.5. I'm giving you exactly the way it's going to read. Harrison Bader over 0.5, hits plus runs plus RBIs. Then we're going to go with Blaze Alexander, who's been red hot for Arizona, at over 0.5. Then we're going to go Mason Wynn. Remember, these guys can do it all at over 0.5. And then we're going to go up one more. And my man, Jose Ramirez from Cleveland, who, again, he always has good things going on, over 1.5 HRR. And then Marcus Semien for Texas. That offense is always getting it done at over 1.5 as well. That gives you a solid plus 1,077 for a parlay. Don't forget, if you go to WinDailySports.com, you sign up for the membership using the code that's in this video, that's in the description that I gave you earlier. You go to our MLB prop better model and it'll show you the best number for all 4 or 5 books. And that's what you want. So you get the best number. Again, Tony Gattolo, Fantasy Firebox. Let's have some fun on a Friday night. 10 games to look at. Let's have some fun.